Hello.
Hi Lord, this is Celine from Local Splash. How are you doing?
Good. Hi, Celine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you for asking.
That's
So,
good. I hope so. Yeah.
I have just few remaining items from our conversation yesterday, and it's because I'm still generating enough images to, replace those of your water heaters that has the old company logo. So that is the only thing pending. But I did remove the gallery page, and now in each service page there is a mini gallery with four pictures only. We can always be adding more that are representative more towards the residential side. So you will see there is one generated with a lady, there is one generated with a man. So I can change them. I just wanted you to see how it would look like. Okay. So, and I also added the extra page for the water heater replacement. So just water heater. Okay. So what else do we need?
Just one second. Can I put you on hold for about 5 minutes or 3 minutes?
Absolutely. I will be here.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you. Sorry about that. You there?
No worries. I'm right here.
It's just, it's incredible how many things happen all at one time when you are busy with something important. You know what I mean?
Of course. So, not to worry. Would you prefer that we reschedule?
No, I just got to deal with one more thing. I'll be right with you, okay? So just give me, 1 minute, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, sorry. Thank you. Thank you for holding.
No worries.
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, so let me go ahead and go to the website real fast. What else did you want to mention as I'm doing that?
Oh, it was just that all the other changes are completed. It's just the main pictures, the top pictures, what we call banners, on the service pages, is still generating new sites, new images, so I can replace those. Okay, because what I wanted to do was to create the space and that you can see the space on each service page for the gallery. And we can have many, many different pictures. I just want you to visualize so then I can, if you approve, I will generate more images and place them there.
Nice. Okay, yeah, I'm trying to find it.
give me one moment and I'll provide you with it. You're in the computer, right?
What I have is the business card still up. And how do I go back to the website? There we go. Right? Hit website?
It's for the website. So I'm not the one who does your logo or business card, but I have passed the message and they are working on it. So you should be receiving the revised logo and the business card, I'm assuming today, latest tomorrow.
No, I'm trying to say is, okay, that's great. What I'm trying to say is when I was looking at the business card, I'm still stuck on that page. How do I get back?
Oh.
On the, you know, how do I get back to looking at the website?
You see, well, I just send you a quick email. We preview your new My Site. If you go to your email, just click on the link.
Okay,
you should be able to just go.
I don't understand what's going on. Everything is acting really weird. Just 1 second here.
Sure.
What's going on? It's really strange.
You really need to leave Yahoo. You should switch to Gmail. It's far more reliable.
Yeah, I can't even get out of this stupid thing. God. It's trying to give me some stupid tutorial in the middle of my stupid... Done. Choose what you see for the other message stars anymore. Okay, whatever. Oh, God. Okay. It's so stupid. I'm so sorry.
Don't worry. There's no need to apologize.
It changed my whole...
Yeah, the interface, the way that it looks. So.
Exactly, they did.
Yeah.
Anyway, closing it out. I'm going to have to reopen it. I'm so sorry. Oh, boy. Yeah, they changed the entire interface. Anyway, preview my site, here it is. Okay, finally got it. I'm so sorry.
No worries.
Yeah, okay. So did you get a chance to, okay, I see what you did. You did a top closer to the orange color that I was referring to, so thank you for that. Another thing I'm a little concerned about is when you look at the Navient company, the actual Navient company, can I get in trouble for duplicating a site too close? Meaning?
Yeah. It has to be, there needs to be very distinctive features to not be an exact, if you get too close, they can get you in trouble. Yeah. Especially if it's Scandinavia, because those are copyrighted. Everything that is said is copyright. So.
I'm sure. So, did we duplicate it too much, do you think? Or
no.
Okay.
We are very well. We are far from the edge. So I was concerned with that, but we are very far from the from being even close to getting into a mimic or anything, because it is actually it has his own character. The website, we did took elements from them, and you are okay to take elements in because we didn't copy the image or anything. We just recreated, which is different.
Uh-huh.
And it has little differences for what we have taken from them. So we are good. We are on a safe plate.
Uh-huh. Okay. As long as you say so.
No worries. You won't get into... any trouble. I was very, very cautious about it. So, because you can take an idea, you know, and recreate it as long as you are not making an exact copy or something so, so close that can be confusing, you can take somebody's idea and just make it a little bit your own.
Yeah. Just 1 second.
Sure. Thank you.
Just looking at the differences. Yeah, it's different, but do you think I'm going to get in trouble? Could get in trouble for that wave behind everything?
No. No, because actually I have seen very similar, almost exact ones, like in 7 different pages. I did a search for the image from them because I wanted to make sure that it won't be an issue. So it's very common. It's kind of generic in many senses. So
mm-hmm.
We're good.
Mm-hmm. Good dog. Okay. So, all right. So, I'm there. Okay. And so thanks for doing what you did. The drop downs on the categories, like on mm-hmm. services, all those are red going down, just to make to point that out for you. If you could make those orange as well as they go down, that'd be great. Or more orange, you'd say.
Oh, okay.
And then the lettering at the top, you did make that a little darker, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It looks better.
Yeah, it looks more clear.
Yes, it does. And then the Takeless Heater Pros logo. If we can get that to the logo guys, if you can mention to have them put a dot next to Pros.
Yes,
one.
I did mention. I sent them all the requirements, so it's just unfortunate I can't do it myself, but if I could, I would do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you another question. If we were to take the Tankless Heater Pros and put a little blue highlight around letters, is that something you can do just to see what it looks like?
No, it's just for that. I will have to have the program for the like Photoshop program, which I don't have, because I don't do the graphics. So it's just, I thought that the best will be to actually generate AI images and replace those current ones with your old logo for the AI generated. Because I did ask the graphic designer if he can actually generate AI images with the logo, with the new logo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So he said that that's possible, but we were waiting to see like, okay, if this is the way that we are going, and then he would do it because it does take a little bit more fiddling around.
Got it. Okay. Did you change the background color of that banner top page? I mean, the entire first page thing? Did
yes.
you change it?
Not change it. I just darken it a little bit.
I think
it's not that bright.
Yeah, because I noticed that the logo doesn't stand out as much now.
Yeah, but that would change. It's just once that I have the actual logo file, once that the logo is finalized, it will be bigger than what it currently is.
So
it will actually have more standing out.
So why did you choose to darken the background area?
To darken it out, it's just, I think that I went a little bit over. It's just to make a more distinction with the Navia side. So it doesn't look that similar. Yeah, I can lighten it a little bit. Okay, there.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yours is bright white or close to it. You know, not bright, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah, if you refresh, you will see it. I just lighted it up.
Yeah, it's a little too dark. So you think that was important to do still, huh?
Yeah, it's just because, although it's quite distinctive, you can see that it's different, but it's very similar. So, because I want to be on the safe side, you know. Let's see. I lighten a little bit more. Okay. I just republish so you can see it. Okay. If you just refresh. We'll make it lighter.
That's better. That's better, but yeah, I hope it doesn't be a problem.
It's just I don't want to put it like too bright. That's the thing, because in the Navia it's very, very bright, and I don't want that to be the alert, you know, so.
Yeah. Okay. But you see now that the logo does pop more now. But then the tankless thing, tankless heater pros, the white lettering, the large ones, kind of loses the tankless part. Tankless heater pros a little bit, it's getting washed out a little bit, and the words below it.
Yeah.
So I understand it was a little bit different yesterday for some reason. Do you have to brighten up those letters now again?
No, it's just because those letters are in white font. The lighter that is the background, the less they are going to stand out. So that's, I will need to play with that.
Yeah. So when you,
yeah,
it does look a lot like the Navi inside. What can we do? Can we bring the tankless heater pros installation service with repair of tankless water heaters and the schedule of free consultation? Can you bring that all down about an inch?
Yeah.
Great. And, or also the tankless water heaters to the right. Just go ahead and bring everything down about an inch, I think.
Okay, let's refresh.
You're pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to we We're going to try to put in another tankless water heater to the right of the Norris. But we're going to try to make the top I'll look like more of a service company. You know what I mean? We're going to try to add something to that. I know we put in installation, service, and repair, tankless water heaters. But so you moved it down about an inch. Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so I think what you did is you moved everything down, didn't you, as far as the background? Because what I was trying to do is to get the tankless heater pose down onto the orange, the orange part of the flame more, so it would stand out a little bit. Or is there a fading going on?
No, that's the thing. It's just that the more that I lower it, the more it expands the background. So
the more what?
That's the more that I try to lower the text, the background will expand, so it stays more or less in the same area. Because I don't know how to describe in English.
So we didn't accomplish anything by doing that, did we?
No, it went a little bit lower, so but I will have to actually see how I can move the image to be higher, that image. Let's see.
Well, put it back the way it was, if you could. Is it too late to do that?
No.
Okay.
Okay. That's the way it was.
Yeah. That looks better. So I don't know what was different or what happened, but this looks better because now on the left of the schedule of free consultation and those words of the tankless heater coming on. There's this kind of like a white gradient going on. Kind of a powder look or a foggy gradient. Is that part of the image itself, or did you create that gradient?
No, that's part of the image of the graphic that was requested. So, again, because I needed to do subtle differences with the inspiration image from Navia. So those were part of those.
Okay.
You see,
so
it's
then,
just, it can't be exact.
Yeah. Okay, last request, okay? Are you able
sure.
to make everything go to the, can you make everything go to the right a little bit then? Or will that cause everything to go to the right?
To move everything to be actually towards the right, covering the edges?
No, just a little bit to the right. Just center everything to the page more. Meaning not everything, but just tankless heater pros, installation, service, repair, and tankless water heaters, and schedule free consultation along with the two tankless water heaters out there. If you can move everything more centered to the page.
It is currently on the center of the page.
It is? Oh, okay. Okay. I'm just trying to get the tankless heater pros and installation and water, those three words, tankless, installation, water, to stand out more. They're just fading away in the background, you know? I don't know how to do that. And I thought maybe if you move it all to the right, it would be on top of the flame more, on the orange part of the flame more, but I guess you can't do that.
No, I will have to ask for the graphic designer to see if he can actually feed it to me in a way that the image doesn't expand. when I move it.
Or do this. If you could ask them this, have them redo the background image so that it's behind everything, but the background image is to the left a little bit more.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So you want to see more of the orangey rather than the blue?
No, that way we'll see more of the blue.
Exactly. To have more the orange towards where you see the title, the business name, to be fitting more into the orange, and it gets more of the blue. Okay.
Yeah, you follow me?
Yeah.
It'll have more of the orange behind the lettering, and it will hopefully remove some of that fading, you know, because it's kind of like losing its resolution because of the white.
Mm.
The fogging that's there. I don't know if they could, or if they could tone down that fogging that they did, that gradient, they call it.
Mm. Or
whatever they did there. I don't know. Whatever, you know. Just tell them that there's too much fogging underneath the letters, that it's washing it out. If they can move it in the background up more, or just take away from that, some of that fogging. That's there, or take out some of the fogging, that might even be better. I don't know how much they manipulated this background, you know what I mean? I don't know how much they created on their own.
Yeah. Just actually just darken it a little bit, the image. It does look more standing out. And it's just a dash of dark that I add. If you just refresh. I'm so very sorry, Lord, but yes, it's just the calls are scheduled for 30 minutes and I have another one that I'm already late. Is there anything apart of this image will be needed?
It looks just a dash of dark. Yeah, but you darkened the back to where it was before a little bit again, right?
Lighter than what it was before.
Okay. But it just, the logo doesn't pop as much. Do you think the logo will pop more later after they get the AI stuff going on it?
Yeah, and especially once that we have the final file of the logo with the latest edits that you requested to add the dots on the, after the pause and, you know, the moving a little bit, that will stand out more. So, because it will be an original file, definite file. This is a temporary file.
Got it. And maybe that could be, maybe the logo could be placed over everything as opposed to underneath that darkening that you just did.
Yeah, I could overpose it, is what it's called. Scroll down a little bit, it goes into the white banner and it stands out very nicely. So I will see if I can actually just overpose it to the image rather than behind the image.
Yeah, they call it superimpose. Yeah. Or they call it...
overpose. So we will put it over.
Yeah. Or in front of everything. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. That'd be helpful. Because I like the way the color is. As you can see, it just pops more. Anyway, maybe I'm being too specifically detailed. That's just me. I hate that part about me. But anyways, look.
I have to go. So as soon as I have the rest of the AI image generated, I will send you an email and we can jump into a call and finalize it. I hope that you will get sent either today, latest tomorrow, the logo revised and the business cards. So if for any reason you don't receive it, just send a text message to this number and just say, hey, Celine, I have to receive it so I can put a little bit more pressure to the people that is handling that. Okay?
Okay. So will I hear back from you tomorrow? Should we reconvene tomorrow?
From me tomorrow. You are going to hear from me tomorrow for sure because I'm going to fix this with the image. Thank you. He hung up on me.